Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24-7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, as we do every once in a while here, I thought we'd take a look at Mark Sessler's quarterback
index.
It's
been a while. Yeah, let's do that.
That's cool. On NFL.com.
I have some strong feelings about this. I hope I disagree with them.
There you go.
There we go.
I knew you would.
There you go.
Let's 32. We'll start at the bottom, as we always do. Bryce Perkins from the Rams.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
This time of year, I mean, there's going to be five of them that aren't NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new guys on this week's list, and he's one of them, and boy, was he bad.
Yeah, he's really bad, and they're really bad, and it's bad. Yeah. Quick question for you.
Aaron Donald, by the way, not playing this week.
No, I know.
He's ruled out.
So I was asked on my podcast today, if the Rams stink, worst team in the league for 5 years, is it worth it? I said, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
especially
in
that market.
Well, that's what I said, is they're different than – I compared it to Cleveland and Detroit.
I think if you were good every year in that market, you would build up your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Winning once and then not – and then stinking again, now you're the Clippers.
I believe they are kind of like patterned themselves after the Showtime Lakers. Like, we need star power. We need guys
that
are on the
billboard.
Well,
that's what they're trying to do.
Right. And, by the way, it's winning. But if it's a couple years of,
because that's who you're competing. You're competing right. Against the Lakers. You're competing against
There's
the
a lot
Dodgers.
Of stuff to do there. Yeah. Right.
You know, it's
Let's
tough
go to
go to
the beach. I'm not going to watch a game. You know, right.
Does anybody talk about the Kings out there anymore? No.
No, that's why Gretzky went there.
That's why Gretzky went there. And, you know, you try to win with that guy.
We'll get back to the quarterback list in 1 second. But I compared it to, hey, Pittsburgh's a lot more like Detroit and Cleveland than it is L.A. But the Browns and Lions for our lifetime have been dismal.
Yeah.
And those fan bases are still in love with their teams. You know what I mean? I mean, L.A. won't be.
No. At 31, Kyle Allen.
Yeah, again, he's a backup, right?
Well, he's the starter now because Davis Mills would have been there.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mills is noticeably better than these guys, but whatever.
At 30, Trevor Siemian.
Again, I mean, true backup that no one ever thinks is a starter.
At 29.
I don't know how you pick between those three, though.
Yeah. Well, Simeon's got the most experience.
He's actually done something. I
mean, 29, Sam Darnold.
He didn't play bad last week.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a chance to not be a starter somewhere, but be marketable and have a Trubisky-like, you know, move next year.
Yeah, somebody will bring him in next year to be, you know, could he wind up in Houston or somewhere like that when they draft somebody? Sure.
Or the Colts draft one and add Darnold, just like the Steelers did.
Right.
He could be that guy.
At 28, Russell Wilson.
Ah, I like the
28.
That's what I thought I was going to fight him on.
Wilson.
That's great. See, he was one of the guys I had in mind of, boy, I'm going to kill Sessler for this because he's going to have Wilson 15. He stinks. he belongs above the guys that aren't backups.
Is he worse than 27? Well, 27, he has Marcus Mariota.
I'd rather play against Wilson for sure.
Yeah.
Than Mariota. I mean,
I was just thinking of the guy we just saw.
That's a question.
Matt Ryan is not on here yet. Matt Ryan's not good.
Mariota's better than Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Wilson versus Ryan's a conversation right now.
I will say this about Mariota. Again, 12 games this year, 8 interceptions, 8 fumbles.
I'd say fumbles are a problem. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And a lot of it's because he's a ball carrier, too, but he also doesn't have the best pocket awareness out there.
No, he does not.
No.
He also made that throw 2 weeks ago. That was the worst throw I've ever seen a quarterback make.
Was that the Steeler bye week? Because you and I were texting a bunch because you got a chance to watch
everything.
He threw
it off of his back to the middle of the field.
Horrendous in that game. I mean that was the low light.
That was a Thursday night game against Carolina.
He was being
thrown to the ground and decided it would be a good idea to just throw the ball up in the air, way up in the air, to the middle of the football field.
And in that game, that was a low light amongst low lights, too. I mean, missing open guy.
He
overthrew so bad
6 foot
everything.
Six
time and time again.
By like 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
on like a 10-yard pass.
Yeah.
It's bad.
But he's still better than Ryan and Wilson.
Yeah, 26 is Matt Ryan. That's down six spots.
Will Ryan be an NFL player next year?
I think no.
He
has 10 interceptions and 13 fumbles.
Fumbles
13 fumbles in 10 games.
I just feel like someone's going to break
it. Although I'll say this. He got the blame for the one at the goal line.
Yeah. It was not his fault.
That was not his fault.
No. The announcers laid that out pretty well.
Yeah.
The Taylor's arms were screwed up, and he put it out there perfectly.
Interesting. I talked to Chris Wormley after the game, and he said, we knew that Taylor's a fumbler.
I heard that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He even mentioned his college history.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a fumbler at Wisconsin.
He was a fumbler at Wisconsin. He's been a fumbler in the NFL. We knew that.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, they use scout stuff from back then.
That made me look it up. That was the 9th fumble in Taylor's career.
Is it? There was a lot in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 25, up 5 spots, Kenny Pickett.
I'll take him over all those guys right now. I mean, we'll see who's above him. I wouldn't skyrocket him up the list or anything like that. And we'll see if he's shorted here
But as we talked about, you know, if he had a couple more touchdown passes right now, like right now he has 3 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
If that was 6 rushing touchdowns and 8 interceptions, I think the perception would be different of him.
Probably. I mean, there's such a fantasy-driven community, too. Like, oh, I started him and he was fine. You know, like, oh, he's good now.
Yeah.
I do think playing Monday night and him looking as good as he did will start to change the perception.
Because people are just looking at the stats.
Right.
You know, they haven't seen him play, you know, every snap like we have.
I mean, a lot of national people have asked me, oh, the Steelers are going to take a quarterback the first round? Or, I mean, like,
it's
things
ridiculous.
Like that. Like, or is this guy a total bust? I'm like, no.
just to read what he wrote here about him. Pickett played his finest game yet on Monday night. After showing his worth early against Cincinnati in Week 11, the Steelers rookie operated calmly and decisively against a solid Colts defense. Piling up his 3rd straight game without a turnover, Pickett used his mobility to move the pocket and deliver. His chemistry with fellow rookie George Pickens is a promising development, with the two hooking up deep and finding each other again on a critical 2-pointer that saw Pickett hit his man on the run. Pickett's a work in progress, still missing a bushel of throws per game. I didn't see him miss a bushel of throws. He missed a couple of throws.
I would say a handful would be my word. Bushel's a big word.
I mean, he
everything
had
also that write-up I have no problem with.
Yeah, he had eight incompletions on Monday night, I believe it was.
Is that
and
a bushel?
2 or 3 of them were drops.
Yeah. Like he missed every one of them, right?
Yeah.
No, but,
but his aggressive mindset and growing ability to make plays out of structure are positives.
I absolutely think he's more accurate than Lamar, so I hesitate to even use that comparison. But there's a misconception with Lamar in that when he misses really bad sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they all count as incompletions. But I'm starting to notice that with Pickett, too. Like, once in a while, it just gets away from him, and it's a bad miss.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if that's a small hand thing or it's just who he is or coincidence. I don't know. But it makes you look less accurate than you are.
Right.
I dug this nugget up, too. I know it's not the hardest of completions, but he's the second most accurate quarterback in the league 10 yards and in.
Yeah.
And he's near the top of the league just in completion percentage, period. So I don't think he's lacking accuracy.
No,
there
I don't
are
think
some
so
bad misses.
24 up 5 spots is Mac Jones.
I could see them being next to each other. Jones just had his best game, too.
If you look at their numbers,
I bet they're similar.
They're almost damn identical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Mac's known as not turning the ball over, but that's not the case.
They both played 8 games this year.
Okay.
Jones is completing 69.2% of his passes.
Okay.
He's thrown for 1768. He's had basically 4, you know, all 8 of his games were starts. Pickett came in. He's played in 8 games, but he only played a half in 2 of them.
Well, he got benched for Zappi in one of the games. He got pulled out of a game.
He still played, okay, so 7.5
games. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's similar body work.
Whereas Pickett's really played, he's played 8 or 7 full games.
Yeah, yeah.
When you take the half and the half together.
Yeah.
So Jones has 1,768 passing yards. 6 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, 1 rushing touchdown. So he's produced 7 touchdowns and 3 fumbles. Pickett, in 8 games, 66% completion percentage, 1,600 passing yards. He has 3 passing touchdowns, 8 interceptions, but he has 3 rushing touchdowns. So that he's produced 6 touchdowns, and he has 3 fumbles. I mean, they're almost identical.
He offers a lot more as a runner.
Yeah.
And to stand up for our guy a little bit, I mean, I think people do realize, at least around here, they've seen every throw. Those 8 interceptions are a little inflated, too.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one that has bad luck in the interception world, but I think he's thrown the equivalent of 5-ish and has 8 on his resume.
The difference between the two, however, is that one of them is in his second year.
Right.
The other one has played 8 games.
Right. Like, if these are Pickett's numbers 365 days from now,
that's a problem.
That's a problem. Yeah. And those are Jones's numbers. I will say, in Mac's defense, he did just play his best game.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Okay. At 23, this is Mike White. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
It was a very, very good game, and he had a very good game last year. But he's not better than Pickett or Jones.
No.
I mean, I'm not sure he's better than Russell Wilson, honestly.
Who'd they play on Sunday? Who'd they beat?
Someone bad. Oh, it was the Bears. The Bears are the worst defense in the league,
by the way. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They played the Bears.
Without Quinn, without Roquan. They had 2 other starters.
And with a bad with Trevor Siemian at quarterback.
Yeah. Not even Fields to possess the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Bears are Texans bad, especially on defense.
So let's tap the brakes a little bit here on the Mike White train.
I mean,
they play the Vikings this week, who aren't a great defense, but
they're an NFL defense.
They're a much better team than the Bears. And then they play the Bills.
I mean, Garrett Wilson was open all the time.
2 weeks from now, Mike White's going to be down at 31.
He'll be 28 because there's bad guys out there. But right. Will he start the rest of the year?
Probably.
I think so.
Probably.
I think at this point, yeah.
At 22.
Zach Wilson isn't even active.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the 3. Yeah.
22 is Taylor Heinicke. And I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, he has played well.
They're winning with him. He's doing what they need him to do to win.
They've won, what, 5 or 6 in a row? I think.
Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, they run the ball a lot, and defense is good, but he's playing well.
At 21 is Andy Dalton.
Hey, guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball. We do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs...
Yeah, like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's super sustainable. He has not been their problem. I think we'll see Winston before long, but that's not really Andy's fault.
That's up a spot for him. At 20, down 3 spots, Daniel Jones.
Well, he has cursed receiver room.
He does have a cursed receiver room.
Yeah. I would put him above the last 2 you mentioned.
Daniel Jones a starter next year?
Giants may have won too many games to do anything else.
Yeah, they might have to bring him back. Unless they jump into the Garoppolo sweepstakes.
Right. Or Jimmy, I think, will move. I could see Rodgers or Carr moving, maybe. But every offseason, there's always like 5 names we think are on the move. This year, it's not as set.
It's not nearly as set. At 19, up 2 spots, because he just played at home, Jared Goff.
Yeah. I mean, is he a Lions starter next year?
Is he the Lions starter next year?
And they have those 2 first-round picks. One's going to be pretty high from the Rams.
They just drafted Howell.
No, like Howell's a...
Or not Howell.
They don't have any.
I thought they drafted one.
Okay. No.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, or he's the opening day starter until the rookie's ready.
Right.
You know.
Something along those lines. I could see him being back. I don't think he's.
Yeah. I mean, he also seems like he could be a Colt or. You know,
that would be, yeah.
That's like their type of move. He's not old enough yet, but yeah. the Panthers love to get, you know, old first round picks from other teams that aren't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 18, up a spot is Derek Carr. Is Derek Carr the starter for the Raiders next year?
His contract is very easy to move on from.
Yeah.
And they're going to pick high. McDaniels didn't pick him.
He's got.
I think that's 50-50.
He said before the year he's not playing for the. He doesn't want to play for any other team other than the Raiders.
Well, he might not be up to him.
Well, if there's that.
I mean, like, if I were the Jets, I'll give you a first round pick for Carr, maybe more. Like, if I'm the Raiders and I look at my roster and say, this last regime has drafted so bad, I want to kind
I need
of
all
start
the picks
over.
We need. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to draft my quarterback and get a bunch
get
of
all
early
we can
picks.
Get.
I'd consider it and make some cap space.
Yeah.
But then you move Adams and Waller and, you know.
At 17, up a spot, Jacoby Brissett.
Well, Watson's going to be the starter.
Who's getting benched.
And Mr. Sessler took the easy way out of not ranking Watson.
He did,
right now,
yeah.
Because if he's going to put – he didn't put Stafford on there.
That's right.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Brissett's played very well this year, though. He's been better than Dalton and Heinicke and, you know.
At 16, down a spot, Ryan Tannehill.
I think he's playing better than anyone will ever give him credit for. Which has kind of been his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, he's not asked to
but he's like it, but Mr. League average quarterback now.
Yeah. Is he a starter next year?
I'm going to say yes because I don't think Willis is ready.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Willis is going to be a 2 or 3 year project to get him ready.
No, he's
to go.
A year away from being a year away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 15, not rated before this week because he didn't play, Kyler Murray.
That's disappointing, but that's where he is.
That's where he is at.
That's where he's at.
He's
yeah.
got 8 fumbles this year.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. At 14, up 2 spots, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and climbing.
Yeah, trending in the right direction.
Climbing, yeah.
Good for him. 13, up a spot, Kirk Cousins.
Real quick on Lawrence. I'm not sure if I mentioned this yesterday, but I watched that game. He really, really played well in the fourth quarter, beating the Ravens. And I'm sitting there thinking, he's going to get Ridley next year. Like,
yeah.
That's a nice setup. You know, when Zay becomes your 3 and Kirk becomes your 2, now you're talking.
He does have 8 fumbles this year as well, though.
Does he?
That's been
his red zone's still been a problem,
yeah,
too. People that give Pickett a hard time for red zone, that's been his biggest problem, too.
Yeah. 13 is Kirk Cousins.
Yep. He'll be there next year, too.
12, Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's been better than Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got great people around him.
Great people just, around him.
Yeah.
Cousins isn't bad either, though.
11, up 2 spots, Aaron Rodgers.
It's a little kind. I mean,
he's fumbled 7 times this year.
Yeah.
In addition to having 9 interceptions, that's got to be the most turnovers or turnover worthy plays.
Probably his career.
In his career.
Yeah. Is he the Packer quarterback next year? Something. I think it can't be him and Love.
I think it almost has to be.
Yeah.
He almost has to be because of the contract.
Mm-hmm. Do you trade Love? Like, I can't see both those guys being in the building.
What are you going to get for Love?
Not enough.
You know, do the
third.
Carolina Maybe. Try Love? I don't know.
No. I would take door number 2.
Yeah. Does Seattle make a trade for
Atlanta.
Love and run the go with
I mean, Geno's a free agent. You know, I think he comes back.
Do you then
they have 2 early picks.
Take a
though.
Shot at
or they have one of those early guys. Pick.
Yeah.
They have the Broncos pick.
They get the Broncos pick,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think
where
the spot is.
I think
Love.
The contract says that he'll be back, but
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10. Up just a spot, Justin Herbert.
I think he's 5.
Yeah, he's heading. I
know his years.
He's healthy
tremendous.
Now. He's,
right.
You know, he had no receivers.
None.
For large portions of this year, and he was playing with broken ribs.
I tweeted this out because Mike Sando did the homework on it. I just took the credit for it and tagged him on it. But he's had 27 throws where Williams and Allen are both on the field.
It's nuts.
I mean, it's brutal, right?
Yeah.
And no left tackle. And, you know, I'll take him over every quarterback in the league except 2 or 3.
Number 9, Tom Brady.
Herbert's a much better player than Tom Brady right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 games this year, Tom Brady has thrown 14 touchdown passes with 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
He's not throwing it to the other team.
True.
But you're talking about a guy who routinely put up 40 touchdown years, and that's not happening.
I mean, he's still dangerous, and he's still good, don't get me wrong. But I hate the excuse of, they've had 4 left guards.
Yeah, who has? Like,
right,
there's
like,
a
okay,
lot of teams
got,
out there that have had those kind of
left
problems.
Guard problems. Okay,
yeah.
You still have Evans and Godwin, and you know, I mean, like, you think Rodgers would like Godwin?
Yeah. At eight, down two spots, Lamar.
He's being asked to do too much.
Yeah.
Which is often the case there. This is too strong.
He still can't throw outside. He can't throw outside the numbers.
I mean, now every team's played against these guys, and it doesn't take anyone of the world by storm. I would consider a coordinator change and just a massive stylistic change keep him.
I had the same exact thought as I was watching him lose on Sunday. I'm like,
this doesn't work anymore.
This is Greg Roman's offense. Everybody's caught up to it.
Yes. From what I understand, their route concepts are very, very basic.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not because Lamar can't figure it out or he can't make throws. I think they need to change how they play offense. And I mean, you throw out a 300-pound fullback every snap and blocking tight ends. Like, who are you afraid of?
And then they throw him they throw Ricard the ball every once in a while, and the TV announcers go, "Look, that's a 300-pounder out there catching a pass."
Right.
All right, he got 8 yards.
Eight yards. Yeah. I heard someone say he's going to go back-to-back years setting the record of most catches by a 300-pounder. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's not good offense.
That's like being the best little guy in pro football history, you know? Okay.
Right.
Good
for
you.
It's like Crash Davis leading the minor league in home runs.
At seven, up a spot, Geno Smith. Geno Smith.
Wow.
Seven.
He hasn't been great the last 2 weeks.
Geno Smith's had a
he's a pretty good
the
last
overall week. Package looks good, but they've lost the last 2 games.
Mm-hmm. They put up a lot of points last week. Yeah. I don't know where I'd rank him. I'm not envious of where you put Geno.
I can't put him ahead of Justin Herbert or Lamar Jackson.
That's correct. That's correct. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I just can't.
No. He's not better than them. Or I'm not even sure he's had a better year. I mean, I know statistically, yeah.
I mean, if we're looking at this, you were asked the other question the other day, who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
I think it's Dak. He's going to probably have Hurts there.
Well, he's number six.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know. Tell me, Geno Smith, one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFC?
I think there's a case for it.
I wouldn't want to have to argue it.
No, right. I mean, who would be your third? If it's Hurts and Dak, who's the next guy? I think Brady's the next one on the list.
He's the next one on the list.
Rodgers isn't far off.
I mean, Cousins, Garoppolo.
Yeah.
If you gave me a game to start, right? Okay, you got to pick an NFC starter.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a draft, back and forth. I don't know that either one of us would pick Geno Smith as our
Dak would be my first pick.
Right.
And Hurts would be my second.
But if we were doing
I don't want the third
pick.
If
we're doing
draft.
Like a 5-person draft.
Right.
You know, is Geno Smith one of the top 5 guys taken? I don't think so.
I mean, I don't believe this guy should be in that conversation, but some will make a case for Fields. Because if we're playing one game, he's not fun to play against.
Right.
You know.
But he's hurt right now, so he's not on this list.
And he has a long way to go.
Yeah. I mean, 6 is Dak Prescott,
mm-hmm.
and he's looked okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still in 6 games, has 6 interceptions.
I don't think he's better than Herbert.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Dak guy, but I don't think he's better than Herbert.
At 5, holding steady, Joe Burrow.
I think I'd have Burrow at 2. I really think he's that good.
At 4 is Tua.
He's having the best statistical year, and he would be in my top 5 right now, I guess.
Here's the question you got to ask yourself, though. Is it him or is it the receivers?
Absolutely. It's a combination of both, especially not even just receivers, but scheme.
Yeah.
But they made the scheme because Tua is a quarterback.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't devise things exactly this way if they had a different quarterback. So it's a good marriage. I mean, that's what good coaching quarterbacks do.
I just know that when I saw him live and in person,
mm-hmm.
he probably should have thrown like 5 interceptions that game.
That was definitely the worst game, no doubt about it.
It wasn't pretty.
I mean, I honestly very much – I mean, if Burrow was in that offense
– oh, yeah. I mean, imagine any of these quarterbacks in the top 10 with those two wide receivers.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we talked about Herbert not having his guys. I mean, what they open up for everybody else with their immense speed. Tua has been a success. I'm not trying to take anything away from – I think Joe Burrow's a much better player than him, though.
Yeah. I'd much rather play against Tua than Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
Or Herbert.
Or, I mean, this is extreme, but what would Pickett look like as the Dolphin quarterback? I bet he'd be 15th on this list.
At least.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
as a
rookie.
He still would be learning, right? You know, but, yeah.
3, holding steady is Josh Allen.
He has Hurts at 2 then. I have a problem with that, but okay.
Yeah.
Allen has not been great, and he's not playing his best football right now.
He does have 11 interceptions and 19 fumbles. Yeah. This, you know, when people were talking about
19 fumbles?
Or 9 fumbles, okay. I'm sorry.
Like, holy smokes.
Yeah. But he, again, runs.
Yeah, but he's turned the ball over a lot.
In his, I saw this stat. This was 2 weeks ago. In his last 25 games, he had 24 interceptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes back. I think that's kind of who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a wild stallion.
He's a shooter. Yeah.
He's a shooter.
Shooter,
he's
shoot.
A big game hunter. Yeah, he is. And you love that about him, but you better get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to throw some picks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you really, not that you can, anyone doesn't, but it's important for Buffalo to be near the lead, the top of the league in takeaways.
Yeah.
To balance that out a little bit.
Yeah. There's a little bit of early Big Ben in that.
Yeah.
Or early mid-career Big
yeah,
Ben.
Because yeah,
he would
yeah.
take, he took those chances.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and Allen, neither one of us liked him for 2 or 3 years in the league.
Yeah. Two is Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get that considering the way Allen's playing, but I would have Burrow too.
And then one, of course, is Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's by far.
Yeah, he's.
I think he's having his best year. I think he's the MVP. I mean, I really.
He's doing it with subpar receivers.
I mean, he's the one you tell your grandkids about.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is.
Yeah. So that's the list there from Mark Sessler.
Not bad.
Kenny
I
Pickett.
Thought I was going to rip him on Wilson.
Kenny Pickett on the move up the charts.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I think we said at the beginning of the year when we looked at this, if Pickett finishes year around 20.
You'll take it.
Yeah, that was a successful season.
Yeah, yeah, I forget what the number was, but I quoted it a lot this preseason, was the average rookie starting quarterback's about the 24th best guy in the league. And
yeah.
some of those are first overall picks. And, you know,
right.
some of those are very successful years. Dak, you know, some of those guys. So you'll take that.
Yeah, Pickett trending in the right direction.
I mean, if he's next year there, I have a problem.
Then you got
yeah. right.
If
okay.
if he has that backslide like Mac Jones has had,
right.
then it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember last year, Jones was in that 15, sometimes even higher than that range.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
We looked at that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone this right about this time of year, everyone's raving about Mac Jones.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then he started to tail off
a bit.
Yeah.
yeah.
You can subscribe now to The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. Every episode we do is available for you to download. Subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcast. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus.
Bum, bum, bum. There we go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.